Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Thank you so much for calling in on this morning. We're going to get started in just a moment. Intercessors that are on and available to pray, can you please state your name for me?
Good morning, this is Sharon.
Good morning, I heard Sharon. Is there anyone else that's on that's in position to pray? We're going to get started in just a moment, and we're going to give a couple of more moments for a few more join us. How you doing, Sharon?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, no complaints. Were you saying something, Sharon?
Saying I'm good, but
mm-hmm.
I'm not good.
I know.
Conflicting
I know.
Emotion.
This happened. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's a lot going on. Yes, ma'am.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Are there any other intercessors that have joined us that can participate in our rotation? And are there any prayer requests? And does anybody else hear the feedback that I hear? How is this my phone? Can you guys hear me?
I hear you.
Okay. Okay, so Sharon, looks like we're the only intercessors that are on that can pray this morning. Thank you to everyone else that has joined us. Do you have any prayer requests? Amen. So Sharon, I'm going to get you to open up and I will close us out. And for those of you that are on the line praying with us this morning, of course, I'm sure that you are burdened with all that is going on in our city and our world right now. So let's continue to pray for our leaders, for one another, clear direction from the Lord, that we remain in a posture of prayer. I know for myself, I just have allowed myself to be free to be who I am in this moment, because this is just a very real place where we are as a people. And I'll share a little bit more about that as we close out. But let's come together this morning on one accord, connecting in faith, knowing that God hears the prayer of the righteous. And the Bible says, when the righteous cry, the Lord hears them and delivers them out of all of their troubles. So he's hearing to deliver. He's not just hearing just to listen. And we're grateful for that. So we're going to go before the throne of grace again. Keep your phones on mute until the end, until I call you in, of course, and we'll go into a time of worship together. Sharon, go ahead and pray, woman of God. Pray, pray, and pray some more.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, O God, for this day, for this is the day that you made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. God, we thank you that you allowed us this privilege to be in the land of the living. We thank you, O God, that you held back the hands of terrorism and violence that could have destroyed this world, this country, but God, you have been gracious unto us. The small places of peace that we've seen and that we see and that we are experiencing even on this morning, for we could have woken up in a civil war, but God, you have been gracious unto us. And so this morning we come before, we ask you for anything. We thank you, oh God, for being God that sits high on your throne. We thank you for being the omnipotent, omnipresent, omniscient God. We thank you, oh God, that there's nothing that escapes you. There's nothing, oh God, that catches you by surprise, that you knew, oh God. And so, God, we thank you that you've allowed it. We thank you. We thank you, oh God. We don't know. We can't understand, oh God. We don't know sometimes even what to pray. But God, because you are God and you sit on the throne and your Son, oh God, sits beside you and makes intercession for us, we are calling on our Lord and Savior on this morning. God, we need you to be an intercessor for us. We need you to lead us and guide us and help us and teach us. Oh God, we need you to comfort us on this morning. We need you, oh God. We are hurting and we need you. We need you, oh God, to help us to navigate ourselves and our emotions and our feelings. Oh God, our wants and our desires through this situation, oh God. And so, God, this morning we are calling on you, thanking you for being our God. Thank you for being holy and righteous. Thank you, oh God, for being a God that sits on the throne, whose hand is not too short to save us and whose ears are not too heavy to hear us. Thank you, oh God, for being the God, oh God, that answers prayers. Thank you for being the God that's a God of another chance. Thank you, oh God. You are our great God. You're our holy God. You're our righteous King. Oh, you are our deliverer. You're our Savior. You're our way maker, oh God. And so this morning, we thank you. We thank you for being all that you are to us. Oh God, even in the midst of confusion and uncertainty, we thank you for being our God in the valley as well as on the mountaintop. We thank you, oh God, that you're the God that kept us all these hundreds of years through racism and prejudice. God, you kept us, and we thank you. We thank you for being God who's holy and righteous. And God, even though our feelings and our ways do not line up with your ways, oh God, we thank you. We thank you, oh God, that how we feel, we want to react and respond, and we want you to act and respond from how we feel. But God, you're the God that's holy and righteous, and you make no mistakes. And so we thank you. We thank you for being the God that's sovereign. And so this morning we bow to your sovereignty and we say, oh God, have your way. Let your kingdom come and let your will be done, oh God. We come, oh God, asking you first and repenting before you, asking you to forgive us. Forgive us for being a people that has been so disobedient and unrighteous towards you. Forgive us, oh God, that we have been a people that did not love you with our whole heart. And so, God, we don't know how to love each other. Forgive us, oh God, that we hide behind the name of Jesus, but we don't live according to his will and his word. Forgive us, oh God, that we take some things from your word and we embrace it in other things. We put
to the side. Forgive us, O God, that even within the body of Christ, there is separation of black and white and rich and poor. Forgive us, O God. We have sinned and we have come in short of your glory and your will and your desire. And so, God, we are here now. And we need you. We need you, oh God, like never before. We need you to help us and to show us. We need you, oh God, first to forgive us and to wash us of all of our sin and filthiness. But God, we recognize and we realize and confess that racism and prejudice is a sin. And so, God, we have sinned and come short of your glory. We've sinned against you, oh God, and we've sinned against each other. And so, God, we are here, and we need you as our God to be powerful. We need you, oh God, for your hand to show up in our lives. We need you, oh God, to deal with us, oh God, this untoward generation. We need you, oh God. We need you to deal with the cause and the effect. Oh God, we are crying out to you. We're crying out to you, oh God, for the oppressor as well as those that have been oppressed. Oh God, we're crying out to you for those who think they are superior and those that think that they are less than. We are crying out to you, oh God. And so we need you, oh God, like never before. We need you to deal with us. We need you to take us, oh God, and make us and mold us, oh God. We need you, oh God, to help us to see ourselves where we are and where we you have called us and created us to be. And so, God, on this morning, we are asking you, oh God, for a revival, for a washing, for a cleansing, for a renewing, oh God. We're asking you, oh God, that you would tear down with your strong hand every high thing that has exalted itself against the knowledge of your truth. We're asking you, oh God, that you would deal with the enemy, and God, that you would break his stronghold out of the hearts and the mind of people. God, you know what's wrong, even though man thinks they are right. We're asking you, oh God, that you would deal with those things that are hidden in the wicked heart of man. For God, only you can know it. We're coming after, oh God, the racism and the prejudice and the inequality and the injustice that have created an atmosphere of anger and bitterness. God, we know that two wrongs don't make a right. We know, oh God, that your word is right and is true. But God, we are crying and standing in the gap for those that don't even know your word. We're standing in the gap for our young men and our young women, oh God, that are too young to even know what's right. Oh God, to be walk in peace, oh God, that do not even know, oh God, how to express themselves in conversation, how to express themselves without being violent. For God, all they know is violence. Oh God, those that have lived through Columbine, all they know is violence. For those that have lived through, oh God, Trayvon Martin, all they know is violence. And so, God, we are crying out for a generation, oh God, that don't know you and don't know, oh God, even how to communicate to each other. We need you, oh God. We need you to deal with us. We need you to deal with the heart of man. We need you to deal with the reactions, oh God, of the actions. We are crying out, God, because we have nowhere else to go. We don't know what to do, God. Should we go out or should we stay in? We don't know, oh God, should we holler or should we cry within? God, we need you. We need you, oh God, to hear us. We need you, oh God, to fix us. We need you, oh God, to deliver us. We need you, oh God, to help us. So, God, we're asking that your spirit of truth, your spirit of holiness, and your spirit of righteousness would show up, oh God. We're asking, oh God, that you would have mercy and that you would deal with us. Yes, even the old that have set unrighteousness, deal with us, oh God. If we planted the seeds of prejudice and racism, deal with us, oh God, and help us to undo what we've done. Help us, oh God, to change. And then, God, we ask that you would change the mindset, that you would change the heart, oh God, and that you would deliver. God, we need your hand of deliverance on this morning. We need you, oh God, to show up. We need you to show up in the church, oh God. We need you, oh God, to stir up those pastors that are hiding behind Jesus Christ, the name of Jesus Christ, but God, they won't live and show the brotherly love, oh God. We need you, oh God, to deal with those, oh God, that have been offended and those that have offended, even in the church. We need you, oh God. We need you to show up, oh God, and show us, oh God, how to live the life that you have called us to live, even in these last and evil days. Oh God, we don't want to give in and we don't want to give up, but God, we want to stand, oh God, and we want to have hope to believe that our children and our children's children would know you and depart of their sins. We want to know, oh God, that our young men will live past 21. We want to know, oh God, that there's a hope in us, oh God, that we will be able to teach our grandchildren and our great-grandchildren that you are the God that sits on the throne. And so, God, we are conflicted this morning. We bear our all, oh God, saying we need you. We need you, oh God, to show up and to be our God, to be our healer and to be our deliverer, to be our way maker, to open up the door, oh God, that we can communicate and talk with each other, that we can meet, oh God, and not just over words, but that actions would be done. God, help us on this morning. Help us, oh God. Help us to have an opening ear to hear your voice, to know, oh God, what we ought to do as the body of Christ. For we know that without works is dead. And so, God, in order for there to be a change, we need to change. So, God, we ask that you will cause the body of Christ to get up, oh God, from their slumber. Oh God, those that have been lullabied, oh God, to sleep. We call forth the spirit of the body of Christ, of Jesus Christ, to arise and take its rightful place in the earth, oh God. You have called us to be the salt, and you called us to be the light. And so, God, we are asking you that you would raise up the light so it can shine bright. Oh God, that we can be a light that can direct those that are going astray and those that are lost to you, oh God. We ask, oh God, that a revival would cover the earth and that, God, these incidents and these circumstances would draw us unto you, oh God. We pray, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that no life would have been lost for naught, oh God. But God, it would bring us to awareness that you sit on the throne, that nothing gets past glory. And so, God, on this morning, we are praying that your kingdom will come and that your will be done. We're asking not our will, oh God, but let your will be done. Help us, oh God, to pray your will. Show us, oh God, how to see what you are doing. Oh God, not to see the things that have become a distraction, but to see you, God, to see your hand. Oh God, we are praying on this morning. God, we need you like never before. God, do what only you can do. Deliver us, oh God, from the hand of the enemy, so that God, the number that we read about in your word, the number that cannot be numbered, that those, oh God, that are lost will be in that number. They will find you, oh God, even in this tragic incident, that those, oh God, that need you, oh God, will find you, that the message of the gospel of Jesus Christ would rain forth on tomorrow or Pentecostal Sunday. Oh God, that those, oh God, that had the experience in the upper room, God, that our young people will find that experience right in the street. So God, this morning we ask that you would raise up the messenger, oh God, that you would cause, oh God, the word of the gospel truth, oh God, to be a message in the ears of our young people on today. And God, not just those that are young, we pray, oh God, that that message would go to the White House, oh God, and that it will sit on the ears of those that need to hear your truth. We pray, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, that a revival would break out. Oh God, we know that we are fighting the coronavirus, oh God, but the virus of racism and prejudice is just as bad. Oh God, we are praying this morning. We're praying, oh God, that you would deal with us in this hour, and God, that you would help your people. You said, oh God, in your word, that we have not because we ask not. So God, we're asking you to be God. We're taking you from off the shelf, oh God. We're taking you from out of the church building, and we're asking you, oh God, that you would visit us in our homes, oh God, that you would visit in the White House. We are asking you, oh God, that you would have free course in this earth. Oh God, we are taking the limits off of you, oh God. We have boxed you in, oh God, in buildings, oh God, and in religions, but God, we say, be God in this earth, oh God, and let your power and your anointing be seen and to be felt. We pray it, oh God, in the matchless name of Jesus Christ. Oh God, we repent, oh God, for holding you to ourselves. Now, God, we say you have free will, oh God, to go out and touch the young, the old, those, oh God, in every race and nationality, oh God. God, be God. Help us, oh God. Help us, oh God, to see and to hear, oh God, the righteousness and the truth up in the land. Help us, oh God, to receive the truth, oh God, even when it doesn't look like what we want it to look like. We want the truth to prevail in the earth, oh God. And so, God, we are asking you that your kingdom would come and that your will be done. Oh God, this morning we are crying out to you and we say, oh God, have your way. Have your way, Jesus, in this earth. Have your way, oh God, in the land. Have your way with your people. Have your way, O God, and we will so carefully give your name the praise, the glory, and the honor. It is all due you. You are our great God. You are our holy God. You are our King of kings and our Lord of lords. And so this morning we cry out to you, O God, that you would be with us during this hour. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Oh, let's give him a praise this morning. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
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 Thank you, Lord.
Oh, Jesus. Yes, let's give him glory this morning. The prayers of the righteous avail. Come on, let's just take a few moments and give him glory this morning. Hallelujah.
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 Thank you, Lord.
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 Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, God.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Jesus.
Oh,
thank you, Lord.
God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you,
oh,
Lord.
God.
Hallelujah. Oh, just release your sound this morning. There's such a heavy
Jesus.
Presence of worship.
Hallelujah.
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 Oh,
hallelujah.
God. Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, God. We bless
thank
you.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Oh, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for keeping us.
Hallelujah.
Jesus. Thank you, oh God, for keeping us, oh God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus.
Bless your
hallelujah.
Name. Bless your name.
Hallelujah.
Bless your name, oh God.
Oh God.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
We cry out to you, oh God.
Yes, Lord.
Jesus. Yes,
hallelujah.
Lord. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Oh, come on and give them some glory. I feel the presence of the Lord
Jesus.
This morning on this line, my God.
Jesus. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Jesus.
Thank
you,
Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Our present health in trouble.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank
yes,
you, Lord.
Lord.
Thank you, God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Oh, God, we bless your holy name. God,
Jesus.
We honor you. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we bless
thank
you today.
Lord.
Hallelujah. We honor you today, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. We give you glory today. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah for your unfailing
yes,
love. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you,
Jesus.
Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank
you.
Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, God, we bless you. God, we honor you. Hallelujah. Oh, God.
If it had not been for you who was on our side, oh God, where would we be? Father, you have been so faithful to us, and we just honor you this morning. We thank you, oh God, hallelujah, for being our sustainer, oh God, for being the one that preserves, for being the one that keeps us, God. Thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, for your word lets us know that in the time of trouble you shall hide us. And so, God, we thank you that we're not a city, God, that is forsaken. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we thank you on this morning. We know that our Redeemer lives. We thank you, oh, God, because we know we serve a God that neither sleeps nor slumbers, oh, God, in all power, oh, God. Your word declares, and heaven and earth has been given unto your hand. And so we thank you on this morning. Oh, God, troll, we thank you on this morning, God, that you're the one, oh, God, hallelujah, that God speaks to our ending from the beginning, God, that you are our bright and our morning star, that you are our Alpha and our Omega, oh, God, that you are the first and the last, God, hallelujah, and God, that there is nothing that happens in this life, oh, God, that you don't already know about. I thank you, oh, God, hallelujah, Jesus, hey, get about so total and about so. Oh, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you. Atamando Shatamaya. Yebe se kuranda bahas. So torande be se kona mandosha. Oh, God. So tomandi andada bahas. So yebe se kuranda bahas. Atamando she. Mena mando shatamandi andada mando shamaya. Yebe se kuranda bahas. So no. Yebe se kuranda bahas. Yebe se kuranda. Oh yes, Lord. Emando shamandi andada manso. Yes, Lord. Emama manso kuranda. Oh yes, etanda manso. Benana manso kurande. Oh God, we bless you. Ekenamando. Ikenamando shamande. Emama manso kurande. Yebe se kuranda. Oh yes, Lord, emando shikuramaya. Make it a baba baba so tomaya. Yememe se kurande. Oh God, emando shamaya. Oh yes, Lord, emando shamaya. I need you to just give him glory this morning. Atamando shamaya. Ah, because I sense a divine release in the spirit of kurande bohosha. Make kuriamando shatamanda mando sheha. If you just open up your mouth with me on this morning, there is a spiritual unlocking. Yes, I thank you for the awakening. Lord. I thank you for the awakening, Lord. I thank you for the awakening. I thank you, oh God, for what you're doing in this hour, God. I thank you, God, that your spirit is moving in the earth realm. Hey, glory to your name, Jesus. I thank you for the divine upset. I thank you for the divine turnaround, oh God. I thank you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that heaven is responding to the outcry of his people, oh God. I thank you. God, hallelujah, Jesus. Oh God, that if it's hour and if it's day, oh God, that you are moving, oh God, upon the hearts of men. And God, that you are making ways out of no ways, oh God. I thank you, God, that our hearts will not be overwhelmed. Oh yes, Lord, hey, glory to your name. I thank you, God, that you set down the spirit that comes to overwhelm our hearts. I thank you on this morning, God, that our rest and our consolation is in the maker of heaven and earth. I thank you, oh God, that we know in whom we have believed. I thank you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, that we have confidence in you. And I thank you, oh God, that you'll never fail us. Oh God, regardless of our present condition as a nation, I thank you that Jesus is still Lord. I thank you that you're still reigning. I thank you, oh God, that nothing catches you by surprise, oh God. I thank you for the things that were foreordained. I thank you, oh God, for the things that were prescripted. I thank you, oh God, that you were still author and finisher of our faith, oh God. We declare it, oh God, in the atmosphere. We declare that Jesus is Lord. We declare, oh God, that our life is in his hands. We declare, oh God, that the one that watches over us never sleeps nor slumbers. Oh yes, hallelujah. Oh yes, God, and so we praise you this morning. Oh God, hallelujah. In the face of a pandemic, we give you glory. In the face, oh God, of injustice, we give you glory, God. For we know, oh God, that our God prevails. Oh God, that our God is a strong tower. Oh yes, Lord, for the name of our God still reigns in the heavens and reigns in the earth. Oh God, I thank you, Lord. Oh God, that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue must confess. I declare it to be so. That no weapon that is formed against us shall be able to prosper. I declare this morning, oh God, that you're working in us to will and to do of your own good pleasure. I thank you, oh God, that when it's all said and done, that all things will work together for the good of them that love God, that are called according to his purpose. And so I thank you that it's working. I thank you that it's working for us. I thank you that you're working in us. And we believe, Lord God, that in all things, we are more than conquerors. And therefore we know that nothing shall be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus. No life, nor death, nor things coming, nor things present. Hallelujah. Oh God, nothing shall be able to separate us from your love. And so, Lord, we bless you. Oh God, that your love, oh God, our God is moving upon the hearts of men in this hour. Oh God, hallelujah. And we're reminded that even the evil is used, oh God, in your day. And so, God, we trust you in this current situation. We trust you, God, to move, Lord. We trust you, God, oh God, to have your way in the name of Jesus. Oh God, I thank you. Oh, that no matter what comes, no matter what goes, Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And so, Lord, hallelujah, we trust that our life, oh God, oh God, everything that's been assigned to it, we thank you, oh God, that we will complete every assignment. And so, Lord, we pray for our nation. We ask you, Lord God, to move in the hearts of men. God, move, Jesus. Move, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, God, speak. Oh, God, deliver. God, heal. Your word declares that the earth is groaning, awaiting for the manifestations of the sons of God. And so, Lord, I thank you. of those, oh God, that bear your word. I thank you, oh God, that in this hour, oh God, that you're revealing those, oh God, that bear your name. Oh God, I thank you, Lord.
Yes, yes,
oh God,
yes,
that
yes.
The earth is in turmoil. Oh God, I know you hear the cry of those, oh God, oh God, that are hurting in this hour. And God, I know that you're the God, oh God, that he is. Oh God, even as you said to the children of Israel, oh God, that you heard by reason of their taskmasters, by those, oh God, that exact harsh treatment upon them. Oh God, that are unjust in their dealing. God, you're the God that hears in the time of injustice. You're the God that moves. And God, you're the God that removes the burden off our neck. Hey, glory to God. You're the God. Oh God, you said the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. And I bless you today that the anointing is destroying the yoke of oppression. Oh God, I pray, oh God, that the spirit of oppression, oh God, that is running rapid, oh God, that has some people crying out, oh God, on one accord, oh God, that you'll make a visitation, oh God, visit us now. Father, I trust the word, oh God,
says,
oh God, sit here while I make your enemy your footstool. God, I trust you, oh God, that when a man ways, please the Lord, that he'll make even his enemies to be at peace with him. I thank you, oh God, and I trust your word that says, I'll be an adversary to your adversary and an enemy to your enemy. And so, Father, the spirit of opposition, Father, that's coming against us now, oh God, I praise you. Oh God, hallelujah. Oh God, that your word is on assignment. Father, heal us and we shall be healed. Father, deliver us and we shall be delivered. Father, when we are just like the psalmist, when our heart is overwhelmed in us, we run to the rock that's higher than we are. Oh God, we're running to you. We don't know what to do, but God, you know all things, for all things are in your hand, all times and seasons are subject to you, oh Father, and therefore we come to the only one, oh God, that can help in times like these. In times like these, oh God, we need an anchor. Oh God, we need you to deliver, God. We need you to heal our broken hearts. We need you, God, to quiet our spirits. We need you, God, oh God, to deal with the confusion, God, to deal with the chaos, to deal with the uproar. Father, hallelujah. God, we need your help. And Lord, we trust that when the righteous cry, the Lord hears and delivers out of all of our troubles. You say, call unto me, and I will answer you, and show you great and mighty things that you know not. Show us, Lord. Show us what we don't know. Show us, oh God, what's hidden right in front of us. You're the God of revelation. Except you fulfill it, we won't know it. Except you uncover it, oh God, we'll walk blindly. Father, open up our eyes. Anoint our eyes where I stand, that we might see. You said that you've given unto us to know the mysteries of the kingdom. I thank you for the unlocking. In this hour, God, we believe, oh God, that there is an unlocking that's happening, even in this moment. Oh God, as we join together on one accord, as your people wailing. Oh God, reveal what's been hidden, made known to us, what we didn't know. Oh Jesus, 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 Jesus. Oh, God,
your
we
God.
Need you. Oh, God, we need you.
Thank
There's
you,
no
Lord.
Other help
you,
we know. Father, we know
that all power is
in the name. Everything we need is in the name of Jesus. Oh,
Jesus,
Jesus, Jesus. Oh,
God,
we need the foundation and
we believe you, Lord.
See the sins of our hearts and forgive us.
Thank you, God, for your help, oh God. help, oh God. Thank you for your help, oh God. Thank you for the answer, oh God. The strategic answer, oh God. We bless your name, oh God. Thank you, oh God, for your wisdom and understanding, oh God. We thank you, God. We
thank you, Lord.
God.
Comes in like a flood. The Spirit of the Lord raises up a standard against
God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Lord shall raise up a standard, a word. All God has to release is a word. That's the standard, the word. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. That's why we must speak the word in season and out of season. Hallelujah. Speak the word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But God is raising up a people in this hour. Yes, he is. And he is charging them. Hallelujah. Jesus, to bring about a change. Thank you, Lord. Things will never be the same, but they're not supposed to be. Hallelujah. They are not supposed to be. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Pandemic to the outbreak. It's ripping up the systems of this world. Hallelujah. Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is showing us that our systems cannot save or sustain us. The things that we have had so much confidence and reliance in, and we're trying to control it. And he's showing you, you don't have control. Huh. Glory to God. Jesus, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Nothing and no one can save but the Lord. Nothing and no one can save but the Lord. Hallelujah. Hey, glory to God, Jesus. Ikarabaso toriranda bohosha. Ikarabaso. Manto korianda rabaha sotomandia. I bless his name. I bless his name. Hallelujah. I don't care who they call or what they do. None of this is in the hand of men. Hallelujah. To stop. They can't do anything with what's happening. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It doesn't matter who tries to make you think they have the power or the authority.
Thank
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, God. God knows how to bring the system down. My God. Oh, God. We must stay postured in prayer. Because we are not of this world. We're just in it. Ah, Jesus. But we're not of this world. Hallelujah. Jesus. Jesus. My God. Oh, God. Woo, glory. Woo, glory. Woo, God. Thank you for a divine upset. You want to know where the real power is? It's in the hands of the saints. The real power is in your hands. Oh, God. Oh, God. Who got the power? You have it. The power does not rest in the government. God, the power is in you. Amen.
Oh, God. Jesus. So it is well. It is well.
Yes, yes, it is well.
Oh, God, it is well.
Oh, yeah, I see Lord, it is well.
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes, it is well.
I give unto you the keys to the kingdom. The kingdom is greater than this earth realm. I give unto you the keys to the kingdom. Oh, God. Jesus. Kingdom access. Oh, God. A place you can legislate in. The keys to the kingdom. Whatsoever you bind on earth is bound in heaven. Whatsoever you loose. Glory to God. Is already loosed in heaven.
Oh, glory to your name.
I bless him. That these are defining moments. Thing that is happening now is a defining moment from the pandemic to the riots. It is defining. Jesus, those who have access to the power. Jesus, that's why he said, let the wheat and tares grow together. Let it all grow. Because I will reveal the wheat. So do not be dismayed. Jesus, this is a defining moment for you.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. Walk in your authority.
Hallelujah.
Walk in it. Hallelujah.
I know you believe it to be so, God.
Hallelujah. Jesus.
Believe it to be so, oh God.
Yes, Lord.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. Thank you, God.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Amen. I bless the Lord today. Thank you all so much for taking this time to connect with us in prayer. Let's remember to continue to pray. And I tell you, I'll call prayer the place of fine tuning, that when you're out of tune and you really can't sense what's happening, get in prayer and it'll fine tune you. It'll tune you in.
Yes. Oh, glory to God.
And you will be able to sense and hear what God is saying and what God is doing in this season.
Oh,
my Lord. My Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
A blessing for you all today. And before we end the call, is there anything anyone needs to share before we end the call on today?
Jesus,
thank
Jesus,
you,
Jesus. God, I thank you. Glory to your name, Lord.
Because I know I'm in the midst of praying people who hear from God. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, God. Hallelujah. Thank
I know
God.
You hear from him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, God, we intensify thy name this morning, oh God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So if all hearts and minds are clear, we're going to end this call
And I love you all and look forward to connecting with you again on next week. Please keep me in your prayers.
Have a good day.
Amen. God bless you.
God bless.